Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Donnie Baker checks in, plus garbage, worms, and cicadas. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Hello, everybody. I'm Chick McGee, and this is my band, the Chick McGee Experience. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Mr. McGee.
Oh, please, girls. After last night, I'd prefer it if you call me Chick.
What? How are you talking about that?
Never mind. All right, everybody. Stand back. Time to get ready. Let's get funky. Get freaky. You know that I love to sing about that stuff so sweet and nasty. But since I did my last record, I've had the occasional angioplasty. Now, ladies, don't you be concerned. There's no need for mass hysteria. Because when it comes to getting pudding, I've never had a problem in that area.
Chick, you are a nasty boy. Bring the ladies lots of joy. Biggest cut we've ever seen. Chick, you are a sex machine.
Give me a whiff. Right on. Solid. Still stanky. Reaching.
Reaching.
Probing!
Probing!
Wow! Probing!
Probing!
Cursing!
Cursing!
I'm jumping! I'm pumping! Is that your leg I'm humping?
Some Clorox will get out that stain! What's his name?
All right, ladies, it's time for the Chickster to hit the dance floor. I'll show you the move I taught James Brown back in 63. Oh, wait a minute. I think I may have hurt myself. Oh, boy, I'm not kidding. I'm not entirely well, you know. I feel rather faint. Does anyone have any nitro? Can somebody please call 911? Oh, my chest is beginning to tighten.
Wheezing.
I can't get my breath. Oh, man. It's really hot in here.
Wheezing.
Boy, Mr. Griswold, this is wonderful. All these musicians. But it's really starting to hurt. Mr. Griswold.
He's cranky and whining. He kisses Tom's hiney. The man doesn't have any shame.
What's his name?
I'm not faking this, you know. Well, now you think it's funny. Not funny.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee's across the way. His mic is off. Let's see, Ace Cosby is over there. His mic is also... Is your mic on?
Check.
Thank you very much. Willie?
Testies.
Hello, Testies 1-2.
Really? We're doing that again? Okay.
Again.
Welcome to 1984.
You guys, you haven't
had a concert anymore.
What?
They don't do that at concerts anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Testies.
Everybody comes down and goes,
Testies, that old joke, yeah. It's probably because the promoter got a little tired of it. let's see. There's Pat Godwin. He's in the Oxford Gold Performance Room. I understand we have a special guest coming up in the performance room.
Cool.
I saw him in the hallway.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he smells good, too. Always smells like spaghetti. I don't know what that's
called. Oh,
no. And a lot of cologne.
Very exciting.
Nobody said anything about how Willie's dressed today. He's obviously Superman. And
yes.
He left his jacket unbuttoned. We can see his entire suit.
I can see the logo on your uniform,
yeah,
Superman.
I slipped up. I'm Superman, you guys. I'm Clark
Christmas.
Kent. Yeah, I know.
I suspected you when your glasses fell off, but now here you are.
Yeah, where are your glasses?
I didn't have a glass for two whole years. I mean, yeah, I messed up.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So we've got some very exciting stuff about to happen. I couldn't be more excited, as a matter of fact.
What happened to our Etsy surprise?
Oh, boy, that's a long story.
Where's the puppets?
People are upset that you did not follow through on the Etsy surprise, and one, me or Josh, did not get hurt in the
you'll
process.
You'll have to talk to Eddie.
Uh-oh. Why is it Eddie's fault?
I thought you gave
it's
him
It's not Eddie's
off.
Fault. Oh. In order to do my Etsy surprise, we need a part that has been ordered.
A part?
Oh
yes,
God.
It involves electronics.
You mean like an alternator? Oh.
It involves an electronic machine. It'll all make sense when it happens.
Okay.
Gotcha. It's a big surprise.
Why don't you just tell us?
No, that would ruin it.
It hasn't stopped you before.
I've never shopped on Etsy until I bought this object.
Yes. We'll get it out of you.
But in order to get it to function, we need a special electronic part that has been ordered.
Oh, okay.
And as you know, these days.
Is it a dirigible? What is it?
Yeah, the Framistat, is that coming in yet?
A Framistat, a dirigible, no. Is it dirigible or dirigible?
I don't know. Dirigible?
It's not a blimp, dirigible. Put it that
way. It's not
way.
A bloom?
No. So in any event, I think you said late May for
late
the surprise.
May.
Oh, all right. Where the hell's it coming from? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, man. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
I'm good. Not to pile on, Tom. You dropped the ball on Etsy, but I know you think you know just about everything, but I bet you didn't know last Friday was Arbor's Day.
I had forgotten about Arbor Day, Donnie. I forgot about it. Sorry.
See, now you're 0 for 2. That's all right. I'll threw an extra log on the fire pit that night for you to celebrate.
Well, that's
kind of the
appropriate.
Right. You're supposed to plant a tree.
The fact remains, there ain't no important presidents born in April, Christy, so we honor trees instead.
Really?
But I don't really get it. Like, I feel like someone's uncle somewhere is somehow profiting on this Arbor Day thing, getting passed off as a holiday anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I get honoring wood and all, especially now with the price of raw lumber, but I don't get honoring trees. I had this dick at work tell me, Donnie, without trees, humans wouldn't have oxygen to breathe.
It's true.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, sure, but without hardwood, Shane, there wouldn't be any humans, if you get my drift.
Wood, yeah.
Let me ask you this. You guys ever had to hire a tree guy to work?
Expensive.
Well, very expensive. I guess it's to pay for all them cool-ass tools they get to use, like that long pole with the sawn end they use to reach the top branches.
Sure.
Well, my Uncle Sonny tried to save a few bucks by making his own.
Uh-oh.
And he duct taped his chainsaw to an old tetherball pole.
Oh, yes. Man.
And then he used the neighbor's trampoline so he could reach the top.
Did he?
Yep. Spoiler alert, cut off half of his right foot, but it's his kicking foot now, so I always pick him first. We play backyard football on Thanksgiving.
Got a club.
You laugh, Tom, but his mangled foot's like a sledgehammer.
Oh.
I swear to God. He can kick a football 50 yards, Yeti cooler 20 yards. My Aunt Putty's still mad at him, though, because before he married her, he bragged about having a foot and a half.
Yeah, that one, huh?
Of course, yep, Christy, she had great expectations.
Uh-huh.
But apparently Uncle Sonny didn't get the Baker family gift from his call. She calls him Toothpick Johnson now.
Uh-oh.
I figure Johnson is just his mother's maiden form name.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you,
Feel Dan. Free to break off into discussion.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, happy Arbor Day on this Cinco de Mayo. I forgot about Arbor Day.
We didn't mention
Arbor Day. Arbor Day doesn't get the love that it deserves.
We should plant trees out here.
Yeah, take a tree to lunch.
We have plenty of room.
Arbor Day and Earth Day, they're not the same thing?
No.
No.
I think Arbor Day...
Older.
A lot older.
Yeah, there's a whole, isn't there a Little Rascals episode where they sing a bunch of songs about Arbor Day?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's really? Maybe the most obscure reference I've ever made in my life.
No.
Except Yum Yum, Eat 'Em Up, the terrifying Little Rascals.
It's named after Samuel Arbor, who planted the first trees in America.
That's really? True.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
called them Sammy Arbs.
Sammy Arbs. Yeah. Essay, baby.
Sammy Arbs.
Yeah, I'm a big tree fan, Christy, and I have had to hire some tree guys lately. Those guys are...
I have, too.
Man, that's scary work.
Yes. Up there. Shout out to my tree guy, Josh, actually. That's his name.
Well, and it's gotten a little bit better for them now that they have those... What are those, like garbage can you stand in?
Bucket truck?
There you go, bucket truck. That's the word I was talking about.
Garbage can you stand in.
You know,
write that one down.
Sure. Okay.
Sorry. You know, the bucket truck, yeah.
Cherry picker?
It's still incredibly dangerous work, and I applaud them. So.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Now we have to check in with Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What else is happening out there?
Well, dried yellow mealworms could soon be hitting supermarket shelves and restaurants across Europe.
Hooray.
The European Union's 27 nations approved a proposal to put the beetle larvae on the market as a food. Mm. The move comes after the EU's Food Safety Agency published a scientific opinion this year that concluded worms were safe to eat.
Yuck. Remember we tried those? Yeah. They say this is the food of the future,
yes,
though.
Yes, they do.
Can we have like a brownie made from ants or something?
Yeah, and crickets. And
yeah, crickets, that's it.
I think
crickets.
With Cool Ranch.
Sure.
Anything you could eat?
They're going to be okay. Anybody know how soon? Aren't the cicadas coming any day now?
Yes.
In certain parts of the country?
I think the ground temperature has to be 65 degrees. So once it gets
a tad bit warmer. For those of you not familiar with it, imagine gigantic grasshoppers,
mm-hmm.
the prehistoric, that emit a ear-splitting sound, and there are thousands of them.
And, I don't know if it's ear-splitting. It's drone-like.
Okay.
I know it was ear-splitting at your house, and you had the most... You had the most cicadas per capita in our immediate area.
There was a news truck there, Chick.
The news truck went around the area, and the loudest spot on the city happened to be in my old front yard.
No kidding. Now, did they interview you?
I wasn't there.
As an area man?
No, at the time I had sold.
With cicada problem?
At the time I had sold that particular
area truck. Blowhard claims.
I'll have you know.
Yes. And he said, I'll have you know in a serious way.
We're about to get it.
I'll have you know.
Guy
He's
does
proof.
That.
My wine expert buddy has gotten together with a chef chum of ours.
Yes,
and they are working on cicada recipe the proper wine pairings.
Oh my gosh!
Which we will be publishing soon.
Okay,
because you can
on next week's episode of Cleaver and the Sommelier.
Chef chum,
talk about narrow casting. We have it for you.
Don't you think? I want you guys to eat some cicadas.
You do?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Well, if we're going to have to, you got to eat them too.
Ivan,
I want you to get hit in the head with a hammer.
Oh,
I mean, this is.
He's going to say he's got an allergy or his lawyer doesn't let him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some sort of Home Alone-esque trap that falls. Boom, hammer right to the temple. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll
ease your way into eating the cicadas. We'll start with like kale chips. And I'll give you a little ranch.
I like those.
Little
they're good,
dip.
Yeah,
we'll go from there.
If you bring them in, if I have to do no legwork on this, I'll eat 10, 20 cicadas. I'll do whatever you want.
Really? Would you?
I'm totally serious.
You're serious.
20 cicadas. That's what he said. Bob Lugatz, we got a bet here.
Chick, you put good sauce on there, pal. That's like a chicken wing. That's all that is.
Yeah. Well,
I just can't wait for Chick to come in one morning and go, I couldn't sleep last night. The cicadas were so noisy.
That's not going to happen. Because I know they're not that noisy.
Christy?
They're noisy.
They're noisy.
They're not noisy enough to keep you awake. If
well,
anything,
that's,
I don't think they make noise.
At first, they can't keep you awake.
Midnight.
1.4
B-A-L. Oh, I see.
B-A-L.
He can't sleep with the window open. So.
A lot of alcohol. No, I can't. I locked the house up.
Okay, good.
Speaking of insects, how about fried insects in a vending machine?
Say it again.
A vending machine is now offering insects and only insects for your snacking convenience. It's been installed in Nagasaki, Japan,
what
and
is,
sells
are
a wide.
Out of food? What's going on?
All these great American farmers, and we have to eat crickets.
Sells a wide range of deep fried or deep fried or dried crickets, rather
Christy?
Grasshoppers and other insects. Yes,
where?
Nagasaki, Japan.
Mm-hmm. Nagasaki, people.
Well, they've done some rebuilding, obviously.
Once again, they're
painted over the shadows.
Oh, really? We're going there? Fine.
They're selling
Hiroshima Hot Pockets? What are we going to do here?
It just happens to be the dateline on the story.
Deep fried or dried crickets, grasshoppers, other insects, including locusts, silkworm chrysalis, diving beetles, and cicadas.
You've eaten a silkworm chrysalis?
Yes, I have had silkworm. You know what? I don't know if it's, I guess it's chrysalis. It was larva, silkworm larva. It's popular.
It was in a vending machine?
Yeah.
Or were you at a bait store?
You didn't catch any fish?
I have seen that.
The
bait store is closed, but they have the vending machine out front.
Well,
you
sure
can get the worms.
They're very popular, and it's very popular in Korea. It's put on like every table.
Wow.
And I think it's called Bundagi or Bundagi is what it's called, and I was not a fan.
Death by Bundagi.
But first, Bundagi.
Oh, the classic. Classic.
All of the insects are bottled and refrigerated. Prices range from about $5 to $9, or if you're into this, 600 to 1,000 yen.
Yeah, we had the power bar made of crickets last year.
Yeah,
dried
yeah.
crickets
would have been. If I think if I hadn't known it was crickets, it would have tasted better. In
I don't
my
know.
Mind.
It's,
I
it
don't
tasted,
think so.
Yeah, real earthy and not very good.
No, I remember the time you told me you had crickets on your salad.
Yeah,
you were coming off stage in Toledo.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Look at him. He's never enjoyed a joke more.
I can't wait for us to go back to Toledo with Josh.
Yes.
And just kill. You'll destroy. You will destroy.
I do look forward to seeing the fine folks.
One bad night.
Good people.
Okay. Now,
they just didn't care for me, and that's okay.
That's okay. That happens.
We all have rough nights.
Sure.
Fortunately.
Once again, Pat, are you in a good voice today?
I don't think so.
His aura's off. He's really not.
You tell me.
Well, that's sort of disturbing.
Hello, doll.
We'll get another song out of you in a moment, Pat.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Christy, what have you got over there?
A Tennessee man has been arrested.
Sorry to bother you.
No. It's a story.
Oh, I see.
Wait for it.
Okay.
I'll see your sign. Raise you too, sir.
Yeah. And I will admit this story is a little rough, but it was everywhere yesterday.
Yes. I saved you guys by a day because I saw it yesterday morning and I refused. A Tennessee man's been arrested after he swung a colostomy bag at police officers.
Oh boy.
Police say Mr. Nicholas Newhart was drunk, holding a bottle of beer while blocking an emergency exit door at Kid Rock Steakhouse in Nashville. Mm-hmm. A security guard and police officers tried to get the man to leave, but he allegedly took out his colostomy bag from inside his pants and began swinging it around.
Oh, boy.
Two police officers were reportedly hit with the suspect's feces.
Drop it, dirtbag. You're close.
The man was taken
into... Don't start any crap with me, copper.
The man was taken into custody and charged with assaulting police officers, as well as disorderly conduct and public intoxication.
And it was at Kid Rock Steakhouse.
Yes, yeah. It was.
A lot of Kid Rock fans there. And ironically, the... one of the fans got hit by the...
Oh, so he really hit the fan then.
Tuesday, isn't every Tuesday night get drunk and hit a cop night at Kid Rock's place?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would hope not. Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
I like that place. I took a date there once, and she ate for free because it was Ba went to buy one, get one free night.
My name is Kid!
Oh, great. That is so nice.
Love Kid Rock.
So that is just so awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
poor
tough.
Guy drunk with his colostomy bag.
Well, yes. Hey, these kind of incidents happen with colostomy bags, but unfortunately, this is protected by the number 2 amendment, and we're just going to have to.
I see we have a guest in the Oxford Gold performance room.
Luigi Accusatore.
Oh, hey.
You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have a bag. I sport the bag. And,
do you?
I got a little trouble over in Italy. I was out drinking a little too much.
Oh.
So I have a song for you. Colostomio. Hey, I got a bag. I swing it wildly. You're gonna need a rag. They threw me out of the bar. Now there's a feces in your cup. Sing it with me. Colostomio. Oh, that sounds so beautiful.
I got it the bag.
The bag. Thanks for helping, Josh.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.